Chapter 7. Bird's Eye View. You can't just crash a tea party, Penny says as the three of us walk through the forest. She pulls her ponytail tighter. You need an invitation. My grandmother used to take me to tea at a fancy hotel. We wore frilly dresses and hats. I glance down at our outfits. Hoodies, shirts, jeans, sneakers. Definitely no fancy dresses or hats. Robin shrugs. Oh, don't worry. The rules are different in Wonderland. I guess you're right. There don't seem to be any rules in Wonderland at all. Penny wrinkles her nose. Does anyone smell that? Smell what? Robin asks. Blech. Now I smell it. What is it? I cough and wave the air around my face. It smells like fire. Is something burning? I look around at the trees, but all I see are leaves. Leaves that don't look like leaves. Sure, they're green, but they are shaped like squares. Yep, Wonderland has square leaves. Yuck, is someone smoking? Penny asks, looking all around. It smells like my great uncle's gross tobacco pipe. I'll never quit, a scratchy voice says. Robin, Penny, and I stare at one another. Who said that? Who are you? The scratchy voice says again. I look toward where the voice came from. Whoa. No, it can't be. I see a caterpillar. A long, fuzzy, greenish caterpillar. He's about our size and is perched on top of a giant mushroom. Or maybe it's a normal-sized mushroom since we're all small. Also, he's smoking a pipe. Don't you know that smoking is really bad for you? Penny asks the caterpillar. Yes. The caterpillar says slowly and blows letters into the air with the smoke. The letters spell out B-A-D-F-O-R-M-E. Bad for me. Seems he's aware, Penny says with a cough. It's the smoking caterpillar, Robin gushes. Yay, I remember him from the movie. I can't believe I don't have my autograph book with me. I would get so many cool signatures. I'm not sure caterpillars have signatures, Penny says, or fingers. He'd better have something for us to swallow. We're not going home yet, I say in a rush. We haven't found Frankie. Penny raises her nose. You can stay as long as you'd like. I'm out of here. What can I swallow? In the movies, Alice eats the mushroom and gets bigger, Robin says, pointing to the mushroom cap. You'd probably know that if you'd actually read the book, I grumble to Penny. You'd probably also know that if you'd read the book, Penny snaps back at me. Fair point. Penny squares her shoulders. I'm going to try the mushroom, she says. You want to get bigger? The caterpillar asks. Why would you want to do that? She doesn't want to get bigger, I say. She just wants to eat your mushroom. Oh, sure, he says, exhaling a trail of smoke. Use me for my mushroom. I'm hoping your mushroom is the swallow that will take me back to Smithville, Penny explains. And I do want to get bigger, too. I definitely don't want to stay this size forever. I'm taking a bite. Excuse me? The caterpillar asks, blowing smoke directly in Penny's face. You need to ask me for my permission first. I can't believe I have to ask a caterpillar for permission before eating a mushroom, Penny huffs. This place is bonkers. Yes, he says. Penny crosses her arms. Can I take a bite or what? I did not hear a please, the caterpillar says, lifting one of his many hands to his left ear. Did anyone hear a please? I didn't, I chirp. Serves Penny right after what she put me through before when I asked her to tell me the story, and she didn't even read the whole book. What a liar. Penny narrows her eyes. Can I please take a bite of your mushroom, Mr. Caterpillar, sir, pretty please, with a mushroom on top? I will not laugh that she said mushroom on top. I will not. I will just pretend it wasn't funny.
Sure,
he says, blowing smoke directly into our faces. Ugh, I cough.
Go ahead.
Penny tears off a tiny piece of mushroom from the left side. If I see Frankie back at home, I'll tell her that you're looking for her, she tells me and Robin. Gee, thanks, I say. Penny bites into the mushroom piece and makes a face as she chews. This is disgusting. As the words leave her mouth, I realize that she's getting smaller and smaller and smaller until she's the size of my leg. Crumbs, she says. Crumbs? That's my word. Penny just stole my word. I didn't go home, extra tiny Penny cries. Nope, I say. And I'm even smaller than before. How do I get bigger? She asks the caterpillar. He blows a smoke circle right at her that is bigger than her entire body. She coughs extra loudly. How do I get bigger, please, Mr. Caterpillar, sir?
Eat from the right side. It'll make you bigger, he drawls.
Penny jumps on her tiptoes. Can't reach! I'll get it, I say, snapping a piece of the mushroom off and handing it to her. This better work. She pops the piece of mushroom in her mouth like a piece of candy. She chews and swallows. Then she starts growing back to the size she was before. And then she starts growing bigger. And then it's just her neck that's growing and growing. Oh, wow, she's like a giraffe. Her neck is ginormous. Uh-oh, Robin says, peering up past the branches. I can't even see her head anymore. It's true. All we can see is Penny's long, stretched-out neck reaching into the trees. Guys! Penny's voice comes from way above us. You're not going to believe it! What? Robin calls. You should eat the mushroom, she calls out. But what if we can't shrink back? I yell up to her.
The other side will shrink you back, the caterpillar says. It's not like your normal size now anyway, are you?
Right. I can see all of Wonderland, giant-necked Penny shouts. Come on! Robin and I glance at each other, and then we reach for pieces of mushroom from the right side. I take a small bite. Yuck. Slimy. It tastes like dirt and... Ah! I shriek as I feel my neck start to stretch like a piece of chewing gum. It's getting longer and longer. Now I can't even see my shoulders or my arms or hands. I'm all neck and head. I try to look out for the branches as my neck races up in the air through the trees, forcing more than one squirrel to leap away. Robin's neck is growing big on the other side of me, and her giant ear almost knocks me into a branch. Finally, our necks stop growing when we reach Penny. The three of us are right beside one another, all giant heads and super long necks. Ah! Hi there, Penny says. You made it! Isn't this incredible? She slithers her neck through the leaves. My neck is so long, I can twist around in any direction, Robin cries. Fab! I'm not shocked Robin is having fun, but I can't believe Penny brought us up here. Our heads are stuck in trees. A very angry-looking orange bird with extremely ruffled feathers is glaring at us. My neck was perfectly fine down there, attached to my shoulders, I say. It's still attached, Penny says. The bird takes a step closer to us. It looks like a pigeon, an orange one. Hello, Penny says cheerfully to the bird. The pigeon's eyes widen, and the next thing I know, its beak is poking at my cheek, and the bird is shrieking, Get lost! Get out of here! Hey! Stop it!
I cry, trying to protect my face with my hands, but realizing that my hands are nowhere in sight since they're near the ground with the rest of my body. Instead, I bob my head back and forth, trying to protect myself. She's aiming for my eyes. "You're the intruder!" the pigeon yells. "You're a snake!" "Snake?" I repeat. "Why do you think we're snakes?" "Probably because of our freakishly long necks," Robin says. "Ha! We're not snakes!" "Then what are you?" the pigeon asks suspiciously. "We're girls," Penny says. The pigeon tisks, fluttering her wings. "I don't believe it. I've never seen girls that look like you. If you're girls, then where are your arms and legs, huh? Huh? You're all slithery. You're snakes. You better get out of my nest, you nasty, nasty snakes." "We are not snakes," I yell as the pigeon aims its beak at my chin. "Stop it." "I'm going to get back up," the pigeon says. "Don't you dare go after my eggs. Don't you dare." "Terrific," I whine. "Now we have angry birds after us, too." "I love angry birds," Robin says. "Not real ones, just the game. I wish I could take a picture." I think I feel her hand bump into my hand down below. Ugh, I can't reach my cell phone. "Why did you want us to come up here again?" I ask Penny, frustrated. My cheek still hurts from the pigeon's poke. "I thought you'd want to see." "I can barely see. The bird tried to attack my eyes." "Well, if you could see, you'd see all of Wonderland," Penny says, "and possibly Frankie." "Oh." I push my head up a bit and take it all in. "Wow." Wonderland is spread out before us. To the right, I see the garden. There's the croquet lawn and the rose bushes and the massive red castle. Straight ahead are rows and rows of houses, all identical and pale pink. To the left are trees with different colored leaves. All around us are silvery mountains. The strange thing is, everything is shimmery, like it's underwater, except it's not. "Too bad we can't see Frankie anywhere," I say, frowning. Robin is staring at one of the pale pink houses. "Wait, look in that backyard. I think there are people there. Not card people, but real people. Can you see? Can you see? Is Frankie there? Or maybe Alice?" I squint in that direction. I can't see that far. "I have perfect vision," Penny announces, looking over. "And I think it is Frankie. At least, it's a girl with long dark hair and red glasses." "What?" "Yes! We found Frankie! Finally!" "Is she okay?" I ask Penny frantically. "Does she look freaked out? Is she by herself? Is she hiding somewhere?" I demand. Penny squints a bit more. "I can't exactly see facial expressions, but she's sitting with other people around a table. The person beside her is..." She squints again. "Wearing a big hat?" "The Mad Hatter!" Robin cries. "Oh, wow! We're going to meet the Mad Hatter! It's the tea party! The Mad Hatter hosts a tea party at his house!" "And there might be a rabbit there, too?" Penny goes on, still squinting. "Is it the rabbit from before?" I ask, annoyed. "The rabbit who told us to eat the pies? I have a bone to pick with him. He better not be trying to pull some trick on Frankie." "I can't tell if he's the same rabbit," Penny says. "I thought you had perfect vision," I say. "It's better than yours," she retorts. "Whatever." "I've never seen the trees from this angle," Penny continues, looking around. "They're beautiful. I can't wait to paint this when we get home." "Oh. Wait, Penny," I say seriously. "You can't tell anyone about this." She twists her very long neck around to face me. "Why not?" "Because we're not supposed to." She frowns. "Huh? Who says? What are you even talking about?" I take a deep breath. Should I tell her and Robin everything? About the magic mirror in my basement that sends me into fairy tales? About the fairy named Mary Rose trapped in the mirror? About the piece of mirror that's, hopefully, still in my hoodie pocket? I reach my hand over to feel it. Yep, still there. Phew. I need Robin and Penny to understand how important it is to keep our adventure a secret. I take another breath. Look, I've done this before, okay? I blurt out. Well, not this exactly, but I go into fairy tales. What? Penny asks, eyes wide. You're kidding, right? I shake my head. I don't believe it, Penny says. Believe what you want, I say, crossing my arms. Not that they can see me cross my arms, since my arms are miles below us, but they're crossed. Robin is staring at me. She opens her mouth and closes it again, and then opens it again, looking a bit like a fish. You get to do this all the time? I laugh. Not all the time, I say, but pretty often, like every few weeks at least. Abby, I can't believe you never told me. You are the luckiest person in the entire world. Robin's head bobs up and down like she's jumping. Do you always fall into holes? No, I take a third deep breath. I have a fairy trapped in my basement mirror. Her name is Mary Rose. Penny snorts. I'm serious. I've been going into fairy tales to try and help uncurse her, and I'm the only one who can save her. Well, me and my brother. Robin's face breaks into a huge grin. Amazing! She exclaims. That can't be true, Penny says. It is, I say. Robin's eyes light up. Can I come into the mirror with you? I smile. You did. Robin's jaw drops and nearly takes off a branch. I did? No way! Yes, when you slept over. It feels kind of awesome being able to tell her this. You sleepwalked downstairs and into the mirror. We went into Sleeping Beauty. You climbed up the tower, pricked your finger, and fell asleep. When we got back home, you thought the whole thing was a dream. I remember that dream, she says. It was balloons. I laugh. Are you using that as a word now? I totally am, she says. So, can I go through the mirror with you again? If we ever get home, I'll ask Mary Rose, I say. But you both have to promise not to tell anyone what you saw here, okay? I give Penny and Robin serious looks. Because if people find out, I might not be able to help Mary Rose. And then, well, she's trapped. Have you ever been trapped? I'm trapped right now, Penny grumbles. Right, so you get it. So don't tell anyone, please. We'll see, Penny says, which doesn't make me feel better. Can we tell Frankie? Robin asks. When we find her, I start to say, but then, ah! Penny shrieks. A flock of angry orange birds, and not the game kind, has landed on the branch right across from our heads. The pigeons' eyes are small and beady. They are coming right toward us. We need to get our necks out of here pronto. Down below, I move my hand around and feel it brush the mushroom cap. Guys, I think I can reach the left side of the mushroom, I say. The one that is supposed to make us smaller. But your hand is way down there, Penny says, looking below us where the rest of our bodies are. We can barely see them through the trees. I know what you should do, Robin says quickly. Grab the left side of the mushroom and rip it into three pieces and toss the pieces up. We'll catch it in our mouths like Steven does at lunch with pinto beans. Who's Steven? Penny asks. He's in our class, I say. Black hair, green braces. Penny looks at me blankly. I can't be expected to remember everyone I meet. I roll my eyes. Then I use my hand and manage to rip the piece of mushroom into three. Here goes nothing. I toss all the pieces up. Our necks are so long and twisty that we can swoop really fast to catch the pieces in our mouths. Woohoo! We did it! All three of us! Ow! I cry as my neck starts shortening so fast that it scrapes against a branch on the way down. Smaller, smaller, smaller. Done. Finally, my neck is the size it used to be. I turn to Robin and Penny. They're also back to normal. Well, card-sized normal, but at least our necks are even. Even Steven.